Now, Kilkee Waterworld has received some very welcome news. After being given the nod for a grant worth €500,000, Kilkee Waterworld and Drift Cafe has been approved for more than €500,000 of grant support from the SEAI under the Better Energy Community Scheme. And for more on this, I'm very pleased to say we're joined by the manager of Kilkee Waterworld and Drift Cafe, Tracy Lynch, and also the Fianna Fáil councillor from Kilkee, Killian Murphy. And you're both very much welcome to the programme. And Tracy, very big news to secure a grant of that size. Can you maybe just outline the background to getting this grant and how it all happened?
Yeah, sure. Good morning from lovely Kilkee this morning, Alan. The overall investment, I suppose, of the project, we were delighted to get the grant from SEI last week. The overall envelope of the investment is around €2.2 million, so it ensure a fabric upgrade of the building to make it thermally efficient. So, I mean, we had closed down in 2021-22 with problems with our air handling units, and we really essentially hadn't had a lot of investment over 25 years. So there was little funds there, and we had to go back to basics. And we are now in just such a positive position due to the commitment of the board of Kilkee Waterworld, led obviously by Killian. And it's really timely and very welcome to have the support from Clare County Council, JP McManus Benevolent Fund, Community Recognition Fund, Clare Local Development, Tomer Trust and SEI.
Yeah, really, really big development. And what will this, how does this change things? What will it allow you to do?
Well, I suppose the project objectives align really well with Ireland's environmental goals and supports transition to renewable technology, you know, to diminish our reliance on fossil fuels. Like on a practical perspective, we're replacing the roof, glazing, air handling units for a healthier environment. We're installing a heat pump. And just collectively, all the interventions will kind of drive a sustainable reduction in our overheads that will decrease our bills and improve our cost effectiveness. So, like, for example, with the solar panels to produce renewable electricity, and they're going to power electric heating system, and that will essentially discontinue the use of the carbon-emitting oil-based heating system that we're using, and that will offer, it's around 52 tonnes of carbon emissions alone, a decrease in them. So that's really positive, I suppose, for our your listeners and people, you know, interested in Kilkee Waterworld. We get to open our doors in early June. And our objective is, it's really a springboard, Alan, for us to be able to look to open all year round with various different programs. So we're excited. We've been working away in the background on many new programs.
Brilliant. And I'm going to come back to you on that to find out what you have in store. But I'll just go to Killian. And this is fantastic news, not just for Kilkee Waterworld, Killian, but for Kilkee in general. I think we have lost Killian on the line. We'll see if we can get him back. But maybe, Tracy, you might expand upon the different initiatives or extra elements that Kilkee Waterworld is going to be able to provide in terms of, I suppose, being a sustainable year-round operation.
Yeah, and look, as you know, Alan, you know, Kilkee Waterworld is a social enterprise, and it's delivering services to the community of West Clare. So, you know, our objective and our biggest investment is in people. So by working to deliver physical education programs at the schools, wellness classes and training opportunities, that can create potential career paths for residents in West Clare. Like, that's what we're looking to do. And we've been working, as I said, behind the scenes on a pilot project in partnership with Clare Sports Partnership. So it's really reflective for me of the community collaboration with people coming together. The pilot is supported by Diving Ireland, Kilkee Sub-Aqua Club, Water Safety Clare and Ocean Life, all working basically to look at delivering opportunities where people can basically essentially engage in, try a dive, try a snorkel, and a warm water gateway to the ocean where we can get the introductory and the practical training done.
Brilliant. And Killian, that we should have Killian with us now. Killian, that's all brilliant for Kilkee Waterworld, but also for Kilkee in terms of its tourism offering.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, Alan and Tracy summed it up pretty succinctly there. So I think one of the, what's been most important here is I was put onto the board as a councillor because there's public money goes into Kilkee Waterworld, so from Clare County Council, and there's a, I suppose, responsibility in the council to make sure that there's oversight from the local authority in how it operates. And I suppose it's always been a challenge. I mean, full credit go to the previous manager and board who, I mean, really kept it going and struggled to keep it going. But I think we changed, there was a big change in kind of 2020 when we kind of sat back and said, right, where are we going here? What's the long-term vision for the water world? What is it going to do for the community of Kilkee? You know, we've long focused on it being solely a tourism product, open for 8 or 10 weeks of the year, caters to the visitors. But it left out a huge chunk of opportunity. And I think, you know, full credit goes, you know, we brought it to the board. We brought a new board in, I think, 2020. Younger people, I suppose, fresher ideas. Things moved on a bit. And really took... And I would say this with the best will in the world, I think the best decision the board has made was to take Tracy on as a manager. It was very brave for us at the time because it stretched us completely. But I think the vision that we were looking for was matched perfectly with Tracy. So, you know, the result of that is, there's no question, Alan, in 2020, if we had needed €2.2 million to renovate Kilkee Waterworld, we would not have been in a position to do so. The fact that we can do so now has become because we lay out a very clear vision about what this facility will deliver. And it is certainly a piece of it is going to be the tourism product. But the longer term and the better value for the community in West Clare is a training space, a health and wellness space, a place where the schools, you know, looking at TY, how do we get our TY students in here and serve them up a life skill? You know, we're constantly hearing lack of so our lifeguards in pools always struggling to get those people to get the skill sets. So effectively, what the Waterworld will be saying is, well, we need to train them in. So if we're training them up and we train 20 people in, well, some of those will have work in the Waterworld, and others will move on and go away and do other things in their lives, but they will always have that skill set. I think that's the sort of vision here, and it aligns very well with how Kilkee as a town sees itself. We're positioned right on the ocean. You know, sometimes the ocean isn't very friendly, and what we need to do is to be able to guarantee a space where training, where those life skills are delivered in a very safe environment. When people get to the point, well, okay, the ocean doesn't quite look as scary, or it's not as big a deal. You know, it's giving them confidence in a skill to deal with the ocean, the water, and water-based sports activities. And that's right where Kilkee, you know, and indeed the entire West Clare and Loughead area should be positioning itself. We're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
We're practically an island. So we need to be making sure that we're right at the heart of that, working with the likes of the LCETB, working with other agencies to say, how does the Waterworld become something quite different, not just a 10-week tourist attraction for 9 or 10-year-olds?
And Tracy, I mean, first of all, kind words for you from Killian. It would do wonders for the ego, but it must be lovely for you as manager as well to, you know, have with your team a vision of where you want to bring the Waterworld, and now to be able to bring that to fruition and just see how it can grow.
Yeah, look, it's absolutely a collaboration. I mean, we have a fantastic board, and, you know, it's not just lip service, they're very active. And Killian is chair of that. Equally, the various services, sub aqua services in the area have come together to provide support where we can look at how can we do this? You know, what can we offer, you know, in terms of trip programs? Like, for example, right now we've a training program for 10 people to train as assistant swim teachers that's starting on the 29th of April. It's low cost, it's for young people, and what we want to do is offer them the skills or opportunity so that they can work and learn as well. So there's so many different programs like this that we hope to be bringing to Kilkee, to West Clare, over the next 6 to 12 months. And I suppose some of the seeding of that is the Try a Snorkel that we'll be running over the summer, where people can try and see what it's like for them. Try a dive. They can try it in the pool and move to the ocean as well. And, you know, very much like Alan, some people might like it. Just, you know, they'll join a local club and it's a wonderful thing to be part of. Others might want to look at a career in the industry. So Kilkee Waterworld, you know, wants to be central to be able to provide basically a conduit, you know, for people. We want people to stay, work and live in West Clare, and we want to play our part in it. And that's what we're trying to do. So, and we're building a fantastic team. We really are. I'm very proud and delighted to be part of it.
Brilliant. Well, look, a very exciting times ahead. Tracy, thank you for being with us this morning.
Very welcome. Thank you indeed.
That's Tracy Lynch there, manager of Kilkee Waterworld and Drift Cafe. And Killian, just before I let you go, good news as well in relation to the Visitor Information Centre?
Yeah, it's all happening at once, Ellen. yeah, look, it's something I stepped in as kind of an interim chair of Loophead Tourism there about, I don't know, last September or so. And this building just kind of coincidentally came on the market, or we knew it was going to come on the market. And again, the committee, you know, I suppose took a brave step. We said, yeah, let's go for it. So the Loophead Tourism and Kilkee Chamber of Commerce have taken on the building. It's just a great location, right in the middle of town, opposite the bus stop, in the square. You know, practically everybody coming through town will see it. And it's the first time in, you know, I think it's nearly 20 years or maybe a little bit more, than there was a physical tourist office in Kilkee, servicing, I suppose, the peninsula and the wider West Clare area. But one of the things we should always never forget about the tourism industry. No matter how much we talk about the online presence and the soft this and online and websites and stuff, tourism is a people industry. It's all about people's experience with other people and places. And unless we, I suppose this is kind of a statement of intent from the area to say, you know, we can online all of these things and make them virtual and virtual tours, this and that and the other. But at the end of the day, what's going to be the most important thing is that someone walks in the door of a premises, they met with a friendly face from the locality that can, you know, guide them in all sorts of directions. And, you know, we're fully aware some of those directions may be going to Galway and going to Dingle. But those people will leave West Clare saying, well, yeah, great. It was just a super thing to meet someone to get a good sense of the kind of local view of things. So look, again, another brave step by two voluntary organisations with no income stream. So it's a big ask for them to do this. But I think, you know, it's important that we lay out our stall and be very visible in what we want to do and how we want tourism to develop here in the peninsula.
Okay, very, very good news in general. It's great to hear about it all. Killian, thank you very much for being with us on the show as well. That's the Fianna Fáil councillor from Kilkee, Killian Murphy, joining us on that, and also the announcement of that €500,000 grant for Kilkee Waterworld and the Drift Cafe there as well.